Good morning. My name is Chip Richardson, and I'm one of the pastors here at Vineyard Community Church. And we just want to welcome you all for being with us this morning. We thank you for joining us, and we hope that God touches you this morning. So, also, if you're new with us today, we do have what we call a guest info packet. And if you would like to get that, some information about the church, please message us in the, here on Facebook or even write in the comments. We try to answer all those comments and the messages. And so we would love to get you some information about the church if that's what you would like. So please let us know. Just give us a shout out and we'll send you that information. Also, next Sunday, we are having an outdoor service here at the church. It's going to be a blast. I happen to know of some things that are happening, and if you're not here, you're going to wish you were. It's going to be like a regular service. We'll have full band outside, worship, a really exciting message for you. And then also, we're going to be able to see each other in person. So it's going to be outside, regular time at 10:30. Be sure to be here. I can't wait to see you all in person. And then also our Upward Soccer program, we are going to go ahead and have that this year. Signups are happening right now. You can do that at vineyard05.com. If you go to our website, click on the events tab, then you'll see our Upward Soccer promotion there, and you can click on the sign up link. Also, this Saturday, you can come to the church from 10 a.m. to noon and sign up in person. And you can also sign up at the church throughout the week, but we're really encouraging more online signups right now. So Upward Soccer is happening. Tell all your friends, 4 years old through eighth grade, we're going to make it work. Amen.
Good morning, Vineyard Community Church. Thank you for tuning in to the live stream this morning. Let's stand and sing a song.
Your forgiveness is like your grace. God, I need it every day. It's the only thing that ever really makes me wanna change. And I don't wanna abuse your grace. God, I need it every day. It's the only thing that ever really makes me wanna change.
Church, we are so glad you're with us. We have an exciting series that we're starting today, and I think it's going to be fun. It is a series about the supernatural ways God speaks to us. Today we're going to be looking at and even asking the question, does God speak through dreams? And then next Sunday we have our outdoor service here at the church. After that, Pastor Dave is going to touch on the topic of astrology, astronomy, maybe even horoscopes. Then Paul Diani is going to bring a special Father's Day message for us. And then the last Sunday in June, Katie Diani is going to wrap this series up with the topic of prophecy. So I'm really excited. I think this is going to be fun. And I also think it's important to talk about these kinds of topics because it keeps us aware of the supernatural. For instance, when it comes to dreams, there are all kinds of books and websites and information that's out there that can give you ways to interpret dreams, the meaning of dreams, and all kinds of other things about dreams. But I would caution anyone getting information from sources that are outside of a biblical viewpoint when it comes to dreams. And even then, we should make sure that the person talking about the topic of dreams is giving sound biblical advice. And there's nothing wrong with comparing what we hear or read against scriptures. As a matter of fact, the scriptures encourage that. The Bible encourages us to test all things. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, it tells us, test everything that is said, and to hold on to what is good. John also tells us in 1 John, in chapter 4, do not believe everyone who claims to speak by the Spirit. You must test them to see if the Spirit they have is from God. So we need to test everything that we take in, because the supernatural is alive and readily available. And if we allow the wrong spirits to influence our way of living, it could take years to undo that mindset. And it could take years to undo the things that we have allowed into our spirits, into our minds, and into our lives. And this is why also that we gather once a week. As a community of Jesus followers, of like-minded believers, it is so important that we come together once a week worship our Creator, worship God, worship Jesus, sing praises to Him with our voices and with instruments, and get sound biblical teaching so that we can go through life knowing that what we're doing is based on the Bible, based on God's Word. Because here's another thing, church is an experience that allows the Holy Spirit of God to connect with our spirits. This is the epitome of a supernatural experience. And if we're not getting this from our Creator within the confines of our Creator in an environment with like-minded believers, then oftentimes people will search for this kind of community or search to fill this kind of void through other means, whether it be drugs, alcohol, the occult, astrology, horoscopes, or whatever else is out there, other teachings and philosophies. So when it comes to dreams, there's no doubt about it, they are intriguing. Some dreams can be positive, some can be negative, some can be scary, and some can just be downright weird. We're going to look at, but dreams are mentioned in the Bible several times. Several times throughout the scriptures, God spoke to people through dreams. And I believe He still speaks to us today in this way. And we're going to look at some examples from the Bible. And then I have a couple stories of my own that I'm going to share with you. But I want to start this whole message off by reading a passage from the book of Job, chapter 33. I love the book of Job because Job really went through a hard time. Satan himself attacked Job hard. And the book of Job is a poetic book, but Job has these conversations with God, and then he has these three friends, and they go round and round about their beliefs with God and how God works and this and that, and Job and God have a round and round conversation. It's a really fascinating book. But here's what Job says in chapter 33, starting in verse 14. For God speaks again and again, though people do not recognize it. He speaks in dreams, in visions of the night, when deep sleep falls on people as they lie in their beds. He speaks in dreams and visions of the night when deep sleep falls on people as they lie in their beds. He whispers in their ears and terrifies them with warnings. He makes them turn from doing wrong. He keeps them from pride. He protects them from the grave, from crossing over the river of death. That's kind of deep. You know, but to me, this is fascinating because Job is saying that God speaks again and again to people, but they don't recognize it. You know, God is constantly trying to get our attention. And I think what Job is saying here is that we are so busy through our day-to-day activities that we don't recognize it. And then Job says he speaks in dreams, in visions of the night when deep sleep falls on people. You know, I always find it really interesting that modern day science is always catching up to the Bible. Because this deep sleep that Job was talking about thousands of years ago is what we would call our REM sleep, our deep sleep, when our brains are totally relaxed and really dreams happen. But God speaks to us in so many different ways, dreams being one of them, and I'm inclined to think that God speaks to us through dreams really more for personal direction and guidance. And could it be that He chooses dreams because He can't get our attention throughout the day? We're just so busy. I mean, let's face it, we get busy. We have work, moms have children. I mean, we're running back and forth, to and fro. We've got all kinds of things going on in our head. But while we are sleeping, there is not as many distractions going on, and we are relaxed, and God is able to get our attention. You know, Joseph, there's a guy in the Bible by the name of Joseph. And he was Jesus's dad, not his biological father, but Joseph was married to Mary. Now, Mary was the mother of Jesus, and Joseph had several dreams from God about what to do. Picture this with me for a minute. Here's what happens. Joseph is engaged to Mary. Mary goes away to visit some family for a few months. Mary has a dream, a visit from Angel Gabriel. Angel Gabriel says, hey, you know, you are the chosen one. You are going to become pregnant, conceived by the Holy Spirit. You will give birth to the Son of God. Well, okay, this is great. Mary is like, all right, I'm in. She goes back to visit Joseph months later and says, hey, guess what? I'm pregnant. And I'm pregnant by the Holy Spirit of God. I haven't been with anybody. Well, can you imagine why Joseph may have been a little skeptical here? You know, they were young, and she goes away and comes back and says, an angel visited me and now I'm pregnant. Well, then it goes on to say, this is all in the book of Matthew, Joseph has a dream. And it goes like this. Matthew chapter 1 tells us, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and tells him not to be afraid to take Mary as his wife, for she has conceived a child by the Holy Spirit. Joseph I think he's a little messed up in the head. He wants to leave, but when you read the scriptures, he feels like it's the right thing to do to marry Mary, but he's kind of messed up, as I think maybe he has a right to be. And I think God says, you know what? I'm going to speak to you in a way that you're going to know it's me, and you will know beyond the shadow of a doubt. So an angel visits him in a dream. And then in Matthew chapter 2, there were more times when God visits Joseph in a dream. But I can remember several years ago, before in my early Christian walk, I kept having these reoccurring dreams. And really, it was kind of, it was a little vague, but it was me speaking to like groups of people, sometimes large groups, sometimes smaller groups. And I could never really see the people. They were more like silhouettes, but it would be me reading a Bible, right? And so I kind of just blew it off for a while until one day I was getting ready for work. And then I had this, it was more of a vision. And here I was reading a Bible to a large group of people. And I just thought, man, what the heck is this all about? So then I come to church and we had a guest speaker, and he's preaching. I can't remember what he's preaching about, but he says, hey, if you want some prayer, come up to the front. So I went up to the front, and as clear as day, I heard the Holy Spirit say, speak to the youth. Well, I said, you know, I had an excuse. He said it again, speak to the youth. I had an excuse. He said it a third time. So I'm like, I can't shake this. So I set up an appointment to meet with Pastor Dave. We talked. He had confirmed, yeah, I think you're getting called into the ministry. So I did an internship here at the church. And throughout that internship, I had worked a few months in each department. Well, in this particular time, I was working in the children's department. And at that time, we had a pastor here by the name of Josh Plaisance, who had a major impact in my pastoral life and in my spiritual life. So he was our children's pastor, and we're in the space station with the elementary age kids. He says, hey, do you want to do the offering teaching? It was just a few minute teaching this Sunday. And I said, yeah, sure. So he gave me the thing and the verse I was going to read. And at the time, we had a stage in the space station. So I get up, I get ready to read this verse. And as I look down at the Bible, there was that vision I had and the dreams I was having, like right there, plain as day. And I was blown away in my mind, but I've got 30, 40 kids looking at me, so I got to maintain my composure. But I was just like, oh my goodness, this is the dream that God had been giving me. And when I was talking to him about later on in that day, I really felt like he said, your obedience to do that little teaching has opened a door for you, and I will continue to open doors for you in the ministry. So that's just a story about a dream that I had that God spoke to me. So that was a dream that God used to speak to me about a call into ministry. But then here's some other things here. In Matthew chapter 2, these are some warnings that God gave in dreams. So you hear about the three wise men who came to bring Jesus the gold, frankincense, and myrrh. You see them at Christmas time. They're part of the nativity scene. I have some bad news for you, because it wasn't baby Jesus they brought these gifts to. Jesus was about 2 years old. But these wise men, they were from the far east of the Middle East. They were over in Persia. They traveled all the way over to Israel because they'd seen the star in the sky. They read about the star that would appear, this coming Messiah. And so they wanted to go visit him. They had these very expensive gifts. And they go to visit Jesus. Well, King Herod, the Roman ruler in that area of Israel at the time, he had been hearing about this king that was born, this king of the Jews. And Herod was not about to have another king come upon the scene. So the wise men, they're in town now. King Herod says, hey, when you find this king of the Jews that you're looking for, let me know, because I would like to come worship him too. Well, actually, King Herod wanted to kill Jesus. So the wise men, God gives them a dream and says, do not go back to Herod. And so they visit Jesus, they do their thing, they drop off their gifts. They don't go back to Herod, they leave. Well, at the same time, God gives Joseph a dream and says, pick up your family, get married, get Jesus, flee to Egypt. Danger is coming. And lo and behold, King Herod is so upset about this king of the Jews that he has his soldiers kill every boy from the age of 2 and under in the town. Well, God gave a warning to the wise men and to Joseph to get out of town, because bad things were going to happen. And I use that as a part of God speaking to dreams, because there was a time when God gave me a warning about somebody in a dream. And just to let you know, too, when I don't have a whole lot of dreams, but when I have, the weird dreams, or maybe scary dreams, or whatever, dreams that might be from the enemy, you know, you wake up and you're like, oh, man, that was messed up. And then they kind of fade away throughout the day, right? At least for me. But when God gives me a dream, I can remember it right now as if I had just had the dream. And that's how I know that the Holy Spirit is trying to speak to me. So at this one particular time in ministry, there was a person who was kind of on the scene where I was at, and he was kind of raising some red flags. And I didn't think much about it, but I was just, you know, there were some flags being raised, and then I have this dream. Here's how it went. I was standing at the outside of this wooded area. There was a tree line there. It was winter. There was snow on the ground. I was standing along a barbed-wired fence. And then up comes this wolf. And immediately I'm thinking to myself, well, this isn't good. But I have no fear. I'm not scared. I'm not worried. But as the wolf approaches me, I'm waiting for something to happen. And I put my hand out to kind of tell this wolf to back off a little bit. And then it just bites my hand. But there's no fear in me. It's all peace. And I'm looking down, and there's nothing happening to my hand. There's no pain. There's no cuts. There's no nothing. And then I woke up from the dream. I was thinking, man, that was weird. Well, the dream stayed with me all day long. And so I started thinking, okay, Lord, is there some significance to this dream? So he gives me the name of this person and says that this person is basically on the scene to wreak havoc with the ministry that you're involved in. And this person is going to lead some people astray. But the significance of you not being injured while the wolf was attacking you is that I will protect you throughout this process. And so I had a pastor friend, and I said, hey, you know what? You know this person and blah, blah, blah. And I think, I'm not too sure, but I think God gave me a warning, and I shared this dream with him. And I said, you know, just want to let you know that some things might happen. Well, things did get ugly. But everything, this person led some people astray, but in the end, God had protected the ministry, protected me, and in the end, everything turned out okay. So, crazy dream, but it was God giving me a warning about a specific person's plans to wreak havoc within the ministry, but God, in the end, prevailed. So there's also, so here's some other dreams that are in the Old Testament. There's one in Genesis chapter 41 that has to do with the Pharaoh, a king of Egypt, and he has this dream. And then there's another dream in the book of Daniel chapter 2, the king of Babylon, who his name was Nebuchadnezzar. God had given these two guys dreams. And these two guys were not, I would consider them enemies of God. They weren't followers of God at all. But God gave them dreams about some things that were going to happen in the future. Well, they were so distraught over these dreams, their astrologers and their magicians, none of them could interpret the dreams for them. So then they find out that there's some Hebrews, some Israelites, some followers of God Almighty who could interpret dreams. And long story short, it was God's followers who were able to interpret the dreams for these people and gave them the advice and the plans that God was speaking to them about these specific dreams. And I think it's very important to note that when God gave those who were not his followers dreams in the Bible, they needed God's believers to interpret the dreams. So God gave his followers the ability to interpret a dream that God was giving people who do not follow him. And again, I think this goes back to what Job was saying. God speaks to us again and again and again. Whether we're followers of his or not, God is constantly trying to communicate with us. And the reason that I believe that it was the followers of God that could interpret these dreams is that I think that when we agree with God's ways and follow him, follow his word, we are spiritually receptive to what he is trying to say in a dream. So there's a few things about dreams, but then what about like nightmares and scary dreams and things that could, you know, just could not be from God? Well, we have to remember that there is a major enemy of God's that roams this earth, and his name is Satan. And the thing is, Satan has been counterfeiting God's ways for thousands of years. So if God's going to speak to us in dreams, Satan is going to try to counterfeit the way God moves. And he's been doing this since the beginning of mankind's time here on this earth. And I think oftentimes, too, that Satan, not really maybe Satan himself, but you know, demonic forces, evil spirits, they may give us a scary dream, or they may bring confusion to maybe hinder us from moving forward with the plans that God has for us. Or maybe you're a new believer in Jesus, and you start to have all these bad dreams and stuff. Well, think about it. You have switched camps. Because Jesus said, if you're not for me, you're against me. So even though you might not be doing, you know, what we would call really evil things, but you start putting your faith in Jesus, and now you're having these bad dreams and stuff, well, guess what? The enemy did not like that. And so I think that you know, there are evil forces out there that may bring some bad dreams. But also, I do not believe that all dreams have spiritual significance. So you might have a scary dream or a bad dream. Might not mean anything. Could just mean you ate too many weird foods that night. It could also mean, check this out. This is why I love the Bible so much. Because if you have a question about something, you know, hey, is this dream from God? Is this dream not from God? Can I just have weird dreams? Absolutely you can. Here's what Ecclesiastes tells us in chapter 5, verse 3. Too much activity gives you restless dreams. That's straight out of the Bible. This verse tells us that there are times when our brains are active and they just won't rest. Maybe there's a lot going on with work. Maybe you're having some really conflicting relationship problems with somebody. Maybe life is really busy in general. Maybe you've got some bad things going on and your brain is just going crazy. Maybe there's too much time on the Xbox or video games or social media or the internet, and your brain is just racing, racing, racing. And when you go to bed, guess what? Your body may have stopped and your body physically might need sleep, but your brain is still going. If it's constantly rolling around in your head, I think you're bound to have a dream or two about it. And that's what this verse in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 3 tells us. Too much activity gives you restless dreams. And so if you think your mind is overactive, if you're having crazy dreams and you really don't know why, I would say this. Carve out some time in your evening to just maybe read the Bible a little bit. Read some Psalms. Read the Gospels. Read a little bit about Jesus. Or maybe just put some worship music on to just quiet your spirit, give your brain some time to rest, and then go to bed. You know, so and as we wrap this up, I know that we just barely scratched the surface when it comes to dreams and dreams from the Bible, but I hope this kind of helps with some ideas or maybe even some misconceptions that we may have when it comes to dreams. You know, dreams can be from God. Dreams can be from the enemy. Dreams can be just because they're dreams. You know, our brains are going, they're active. Our brains are active. Things are going on in our life. But if you think God is speaking to you through a dream, here's the first thing that I would encourage you to, is to make sure it lines up with Scripture. Remember, the Bible tells us to test all things. So if it goes against things that the Bible says, that's not going to be a dream from God. And then also, you know, speak to somebody that you respect spiritually and just say, hey, you know, I got this dream. It's kind of bothering me. I think God could be speaking to me, or maybe not. Could you hear me out on this? And maybe let's pray about it. You know, talk to somebody. And then here's the other thing. Don't be discouraged if God has never spoken to you in a dream. Because first and foremost, God speaks to us through his word, the Bible. That's the first way he's going to speak to us. And then he speaks to us through other people. And then, just like Job said, he speaks to us again and again and again. And sometimes we just don't hear it. He's constantly trying to speak to us throughout the day, to guide us through the day, to lead us through the day, because no matter if our faith is in him or not, he wants nothing but the best for us. He's constantly speaking to us, trying to get our attention. And here's the thing, if you feel you don't hear from God, the best thing to do is to give him the opportunity to get your attention. Here's something that I do. I start the conversation with him. Hey, God, you know what? I'm beginning this conversation. I have something going on. God, what do you think I should do about this? God, do you think there's another option about this? Is there an angle I'm not seeing? And then you know what you do? You listen. You listen for his voice, because he will give you the answer. If you start the conversation with him and then you start listening for his voice, you'll hear him. But if you start the conversation from him and then just boom, go on about your day, you'll cancel his voice out with all the other distractions. So listen, if God chooses to speak to you through a dream, compare it with Scripture, and then even somebody you respect spiritually, and then here's the best advice I would give anybody. Keep that adventure in life with him going. Amen? Well, let's pray. Lord God, I thank you so much for all the various methods that you speak to us, whether it be through dreams, whether it be through your word, whether it be through other people. I thank you for that, God. And I just want to ask, Lord Jesus, that those who are watching today and watching this later on online, God, that we would put Job chapter 33 into practice, in knowing that God is constantly trying to get our attention and speaking to us, and that we would go through life listening for his voice in our day-to-day activities. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So I wanted to take some time and just do a little bit of ministry time. I did have a word of knowledge for somebody out there. A word of knowledge is one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And that is something where the Holy Spirit gives somebody a word to give out, that God is trying to speak to somebody specifically. And this word has to do with dreams. And this specific word has to do with someone, or maybe there's more than one person watching right now who is having like really lucid, nightmarish type of dreams. And the reason you're having these dreams is because you have chosen to put your faith in Jesus. you have been thinking about putting your faith in Jesus. And it doesn't matter what you've been doing. It doesn't matter what's been going on in your life. But there is an enemy that's trying to keep you from doing that. And if you don't focus on Jesus, the dreams go away. But if you focus on Jesus, they seem to get worse. And so I just want to pray for that. And then also I want to take some time after this prayer to speak to another group of people. And that would be to give you the opportunity to put your faith in Jesus. So if I'm speaking to you about the dreams, if you could, just out of an act of joining with me in prayer, just put your hands out. And I believe what you're doing is you're allowing the Holy Spirit to just kind of fill you, you know, and it's just an act. So just put your hands out with me, and I just want to pray for you. Lord God, I speak against those nightmares. I speak against those dreams, Lord God, that are so lucid and so almost hallucinogenic that they seem like they're real. God, I rebuke them in the name of Jesus. God, I ask that the peace of your Holy Spirit, God, would begin to fall upon this person or these people right now in the name of Jesus. God, I speak peace. I speak clarity in their thinking. And most importantly, God, I ask that you would give them the most peaceful, restful nights of sleep from here on out that they've ever had. And that they know beyond the shadow of a doubt that choosing life with you, Jesus, is the right choice. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And listen, if that speaks to you, if I was speaking to you, can you just let us know? Message us on Facebook here. There's only a couple of people at the church that run our Facebook page, so not everybody's going to see it. I personally would just love to know if you prayed with me, if that word of knowledge spoke to you, just so I can know that God's touching some people, and I would love to continually pray for you. So also, if you would like, I would like to give some people the opportunity to put their faith in Jesus. And so maybe you've been watching us for a few weeks. Maybe today was your first time, and you're thinking, I want to make this jump. I want to put my faith in Jesus. I'm ready. Or maybe you had your faith in Jesus for a while, and for whatever reason, you've kind of fallen away. And I know a lot of times we think, you know, I've done so many things now, Jesus doesn't want to deal with me. That statement couldn't be so further from the truth. Jesus wants to spend life with you so bad. He's been waiting for you to make this decision. So listen, if you have decided to put your faith in Jesus, you know, again, just hold your hands out. Or if you say, you know what, I got to get back with Jesus. I just fallen away, and for whatever reason, I'm going to get back with Jesus. So just put your hands out with me and just say this simple little prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for reaching into my life today and getting my attention. I want to ask you into my life. I want to ask you back into my life. And I want to ask you, Lord God, to forgive me of all my sins and to walk with me through life from here on out. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So if you said that prayer with me, could you message us? Also, if you said that prayer for the very first time, just message us on Facebook. You can even email us if you want at info@vineyard05.com. And we have a lot of material here at the church. We usually have a packet of stuff that we would give people. And so we would be more than happy to mail that to you. Or if you'd like to stop off at the church throughout the week, I would personally love to meet with you and give you some of that information to help you in this new journey with Jesus. Amen. So at this time, also, we will pray for our offering. I want to thank you all for continuing to give with your tithes and your offerings throughout this time while the church building is closed. It blesses me. It blesses us to see those envelopes that we know are people's tithes, and also the money that comes in online. We are just so thankful. We're so thankful of our church family for keeping things going here while we're doing church online like this. So let's just pray for our offering right now. Lord God, I want to thank you for those who have been mailing in their tithes and their offering. And I want to thank you, Lord God, for those who have been giving online and giving through bill pay and even through text to give. And God, I just pray your blessings over that right now in Jesus' name. And I want to ask, Lord God, that you would help us at Vineyard Community Church use that money to the best of our ability to further your kingdom here in this part of the world. So we want to thank you for that, Jesus. And also, if you're wondering how to give, at the end of the sermon, there will be all the different methods up on the screen. So thank you so much. God bless you all. We'll see you next week.
The weapon may be formed, but it won't prosper. When the darkness falls, it won't prevail. 'Cause the God I serve knows only how to triumph. My God will never fail. Oh, my God will never fail. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. And I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord.
Power in the mighty name of Jesus. Every war he wages, he will win. I'm not backing down from any giants, 'cause I know how this story ends. Yes, I know how this story ends.
Yeah. moment that I wake up till I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful, and all my
All right, well, lift up your hands with me, church. I want to pray a blessing over you. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favor and give you his peace. God bless you all. We love you. I'm so glad you were with us today. Have a great week. We'll see you next Sunday.